Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of our heart be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer.
Amen.
The sermon for today, the ninth Sunday after Trinity, hope is the opposite of despair. It is written by Most Reverend John T. Calhoun, Jr. For the past several weeks, our two Wednesday Bible classes, we should be so lucky, have been getting an introduction to the Old Testament. Both classes have read plenty of the Old Testament before, to be sure, but the cast of characters which attends the classes changes over time, and most of us probably forget about as much of what we study as we remember. So we need a reminder, first of all, that our Anglican tradition teaches us about the authority of the Old Testament in the church. We also need to learn over and over again that it is the next thing to impossible to make any sense out of Christianity if we don't have at least a basic grasp of what the Old Testament teaches. This morning's epistle comes from St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians. He too is preoccupied with the issue of how Christians should approach the Old Testament, what he and the rest of the apostles would have called the Bible or the Scriptures. They obviously had no New Testament because they were in the process of writing it. St. Paul tells us, first of all, to look for foreshadowing, for previews, if you will, in which we can see things that happen in the New Testament suggested in advance in the Old Testament. Today he is reminding the Corinthians that the two main sacraments of Christianity, baptism and Holy Communion, appear in the Old Testament in shadowy form. When Moses and the Israelites escaped from Egypt through the Red Sea, that is a foreshadowing of baptism. In both cases, God saves his people through water. When God gives the Israelites manna and water from the rock while they are wandering in the wilderness, that is a foreshadowing of Holy Communion. In both cases, God gives his people miraculous food and drink. From the foreshadowing of the sacraments, we can conclude that the God of the Old Testament and the God of the New Testament are the same God. We see that he does the same thing in both Testaments. He rescues his people, and he takes care of them, all because he loves us. St. Paul goes on to show us that we should also look at the Old Testament as a cautionary tale. Even though God got the Israelites out of Egypt and fed them in the wilderness, they still disobeyed him rather extravagantly, and he punished them for it. The Israelites worshipped idols. They held an orgy. They tested God, and they complained about their living conditions. God, old stick in the mud that he is, did not find any of their activities at all cute or amusing, and he let them know it by killing 23,000 of them in one instance and by sending along a plague of snake bites in another. St. Paul says all these things happened unto them for examples. They are writing for our admonition, to warn us about what can happen when we disobey God. He closes with a point that embraces both Testaments. God tested Israel in the wilderness. God tests us all through our lives. The good news is that God promises us that he will never give us a test that we cannot bear if we rely on his help. The kind of help the sacraments, for example, give us. The Feast of the Transfiguration of Christ came on Wednesday, 11 days ago. Jesus has told the disciples that he's going to have to die, and they cannot accept what he says. He takes Peter, James, and John up a mountain where they see Jesus radiating with light and talking to Moses and Elijah. Old Testament characters who represent respectively the law and the prophets. Jesus and Moses and Elijah talk about Jesus' approaching death. And if that is not enough to convince the doubting disciples, the cloud of God's presence comes down onto the mountain. And God himself tells the disciples, "This is my son. Pay attention to what he tells you." The Transfiguration is another New Testament event that is just about incomprehensible if you are ignorant of the Old Testament. So all in all, everything in the Old Testament, in one way or another, points ahead to and helps us understand the most important events in the New Testament, which are the birth and death and resurrection and ascension of Jesus. Those are the events through which God saved us from sin and death and hell. The sacraments of the church are foreshadowed and previewed in the Old Testament, as St. Paul shows us. Even though the saving events of Jesus' life and death happened over 2,000 years ago, we get to participate in them and enjoy their benefits today through the sacraments. It is through the sacraments that God makes the past eternally present. If we need any further encouragement to read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest the Old Testament, we can meditate upon what St. Paul says about it in another place. Whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we, through patience and comfort of the Scriptures, might have hope. Hope is the opposite of despair. And now unto God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost be ascribed as his most justly due, all might, power, majesty, dominion, and glory, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.